Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1, 2, test 1, 2. Checkity check, hello, hello. Check, is this thing on? Hello, hello. Check 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
Vince at the Bay.
Hello? Hello? Where, is this thing on? Hello? Of Disorderly Conduct late night special, no holds barred. The listener, the caller dictates the conversation. I'm just simply going to be a conduit to spread your message. Out to all the chit chatters. Hill. Oops. Knowledge. Desert Rose. Listen, Frankville, USA, Stabby. My Patriot, Begging.
Patriot, Greg.
Yeah, I've been having problems with this setup that I got going on here. I think my VPN plus the 27 proxies that I'm using are making it hard for me to broadcast a solid signal. Let me bring on the non-sicko. Sicko, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, you know, fighting some real weird bandwidth issues lately. I don't know what the deal is, but whatever.
Look, it's either something's going on with internet in the Bay, because I've been having issues too on my computer, or it's trap wire.
Of course.
I mean, I'm more inclined to say that it's trap wire. You know, everybody knows that you're actually the leader of Occupy, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you talk to Goofy Bone.
Yeah, I don't know what Goofy and all of the other people think that you're so aligned with Occupy. I remember shows dating back probably September 20th, September 21st, like that, when you were very critical of Occupy. I remember having to come on your show and defend Occupy. So I don't know where they get this idea that you're like some big Occupier.
I was cautiously pessimistic with that whole Occupy thing. It just didn't smell right to me. You know, like, before it happened, before it even happened, it seemed like, conceptually, kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, they had the right idea. They thought they...
It just went out of control.
Yeah, well, what happened was, is everybody come out to fight for economic equality and shit like that, and then about 6 months into it, decided, well, we're going to make this about 100 other different things. Well, when everybody came out to fight for financial equality, when everybody wanted to make it about other stuff, it disenfranchised a lot of people. And there were a lot of people, you know, there were a lot of factions that on these other issues agree, but they do agree on financial equality. And when they started making it about these other issues, all these other factions started butting heads, and now Occupy is what it is. You know, and you know, Vince, you know, I very much went to bat for Occupy. You know what I mean? I put my livelihood on the line for Occupy. I left home for Occupy and was very upset that they wanted to make it about other issues.
Yeah, it's a shame. It was a kind of interesting for a while there when they were getting like 3,000-5,000 people to their meetings. To me, that was a big statement right there. We got callers on the line. Nobody with the cojones to raise their hand. If you'd like to join the conversation, just press the number 1. I'm Vince in the Bay, broadcasting from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm on the line here with Anon Sicko. We're happy to have people call from all over the world. Don't be shy. We don't have to talk about Occupy or any other topics. If you have something you want to get off your chest, please do so. Call in 347-826-7667. Ms. Becker in the chat room says, I'm probs going to pass out early. Yes, we do. We have to talk about Occupy. Why, dude, what's there to talk about Occupy that hasn't already been said?
Nothing. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. There are some dedicated people who are still trying to use the Occupy banner. But to me, using the Occupy banner is just holding these people's back. Occupy woke up a whole new generation of activists, of people who didn't get the way the world worked before, and now maybe get it a little more, maybe not fully, but they get that something's wrong. And in my opinion, using the word occupy, is there's such a stigma involved with that now that you're only keeping people back. You know, you could go out and use another name, and like here in Oakland, there's so many people who want change, but there are people who just don't support Occupy anymore. You know, that they supported what Occupy was and not what Occupy has become. So if you drop the name Occupy and you just tell these people to come out and fight, you know, for their rights, fight for their livelihoods, these people will come. You know, I personally know a couple groups of people who are just waiting. They're sitting on the sidelines and they're waiting for people to pull their heads out of their asses and to stop all this stupid bullshit of of leader fagging and ego fagging too much. And they, as soon as that drops, there's gonna be so many people ready to fight. They just have to stop using the word occupy. Occupy was a tactic. It was never supposed to be a movement. It was, let's go occupy Wall Street, not let's be Occupy Wall Street, you know?
Yes, and it's introduced a new sort of definition to associate just with that word occupy. You know, you walk into a Starbucks and say, hey, can I use your restroom? Sorry, it's occupied right now. Oh, my God, there's people camped out in there? Are you shitting me? No, there's someone in there using the restroom.
Well, that's if after Occupy, Starbucks will let anybody use their restrooms anymore. Occupy kind of in a lot of these big city downtown areas kind of made it to where people don't have openly available bathrooms anymore.
Dude, we got tons of people in the chat room now. Howdy doody to Chit Chatter, Sicko, Big Bill, Billy Montana. Another Blog Talk Radio legend. Books of Knowledge. Happy birthday to Books of Knowledge. Also,
happy birthday.
City of Flint in the house. City of Flint, a good friend of the show. Desert Rose, the queen of BTR in the house. Electro Soundwave, thank you for joining us. GU357 in the building. Several guest listeners. Jeep Girl in the house. Ms. Becker in the building. Melissa 13 in the house. USA, a.k.a. Todd Morris, a.k.a. Whatchamacallit? Nature Boy Ric Flair. Shouts out to you for showing up, dude. Who else do we got in here? Stabby McHugs, the Dr. John, and We're Fucked, which is actually Worth of the World, I believe. Okay. Well, folks, feel free to call in. The lines are open. Press 1 when you call in to let me know you want to talk. Caller now. Who's this? Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Is that Ms. Becker?
How's it going?
Hi, Ms. Becker.
No, actually, this isn't Miss Becker. This is Worth the World.
Oh, I thought he said it was Miss Becker. I'm sorry. Well, hi, Worth.
Hi.
Well, you just, like, one word. It's hard to get out. Worth.
You're Patriot Gregging again, bro.
All right, I'm going to shut up. You guys talk.
I actually did a tiny chat movie earlier. She played a documentary that I read a news story yesterday and watched today, and it's called Propaganda, and it's actually was in a roundabout way produced by the North Korean government, and it is probably one of the most spot-on documentaries I've ever seen about Western culture. Don't get me wrong, there are some obvious untruths, there's some obvious propaganda in its own right, but I mean, it just rips apart Western society and celebrity worship, and I mean, it goes on and on about Zionism and shit like that. It was amazing. So thanks for showing that, Worth.
Oh, she's gone now. She hung up.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She was sick of hearing you blabber on. I don't blame her. I would have hung up too, but it's my radio show.
You should watch that documentary one day, Vince. Never thought I would tell people to watch a documentary by, that was created by the North Korean government. But, yeah, it was pretty good.
Sweet.
Like they didn't try to be too technical and start talking about the effects on the human brain that this stuff has. They were just like, look, these people are selling you, you know, three different kinds of toothpaste that all do the same shit. And the commercials are making you, you know, one has white strip or strips of cleaning power, and the other makes your, you know, and it was just, I don't know, it was really spot on. It was eerie watching the North Korean government pick apart our society like that.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I got the link in the chat room from Melissa. I'll certainly check it out. I got tons of callers on the line. Don't be shy, people. If you want to jump in here, if you have anything to share with the audience, don't be shy. Just press the number one, and I'll bring you on the program. It's open mic. It's just a random late night show. Seriously, press one if you want to talk. I do see what our friend Nature Boy on the line. I don't know if he's has cold feet about calling in, but Nature Boy, you're more than welcome to chime in at any time.
Nature Boy doesn't strike me as somebody who gets cold feet. I mean, you know, I get that Vince is an intimidating personality, and you might be worried that he has an anon on his show and you're going to get hacked for calling in, but that's only happened like two or three times that somebody's got hacked for calling in. It won't happen to you unless you make me mad.
I
am the leader of Anonymous.
Yeah, thank you. And I get hacked every time I do a goddamn show. Why do you think I Patriot Greg all the time? Because I'm constantly getting DDoS'd.
Well, that's because you always bring on celebrities in the Anon world like Jay Lederman and Brian Knappenberger. Am I saying that right? I mean, even Jen Emick.
Yeah.
She was mad last night, bro.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God.
She was so mad.
Of course, that was a lot of fun last night. I wish I was doing a show during the middle of that.
Oh, yeah. The
Soldier Boy Twitter hack, which was, I guess, perpetuated by Shump.
Well, it was UG Nazi. It was Shump and UG Nazi.
Okay, UG Nazi got in there, and I screen capped some of those, and I woke up this morning, and it was all gone. It was like it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm
sure Soldier Boy's used to it by now. Like, he knows the whole rigmarole. I'm sure he has a direct line to the Twitter, to the offices that get your accounts back when they get hacked, because it happens to him all the time.
Probably has a dude in his entourage whose sole purpose is to monitor the Twitter fucking thing.
Yeah, just to let him know when he gets hacked. Speaking of which, there are two YouTube videos out there that are still renamed. That I don't know if they're from his official official YouTube account now, but they were from his official YouTube account when he first broke into the scene, and they're still renamed. Dude, he'll probably never notice that.
I saw one of them where the title didn't seem to be your name, but there was still the description still had UG Nazi in the description.
Oh, no, I tweeted you a link to two YouTube videos just before you came on air. One of them is named Mir Islam featuring Cosmo. For those of you who don't know who Cosmo is, Cosmo is a member of UG Nazi. Mir Islam is his real name. So it's him featuring himself. And then another one is it's like UG Nazi, and it's Crank That. Hit me up after the show, and I'll send you the links to them, because, I mean, it's pretty funny to look at these. I mean, there are still people commenting on these videos, and they don't even realize it. Like, oh, people are sheep, bro.
I can imagine. Poor. I feel bad for Jen, though. I was one of the people that retweeted that. And I should have known better. Apparently, that was her address.
Her address. People were like, there were people who were showing up to try to go to this party who were tweeting pictures from her front door.
Like straight up gangsters.
Yeah, like, and I mean, there were people, there were people, like, oh my God, there were so many people trying to go to this party. It was funny. It was hilarious. It was probably the greatest hack of 2012.
I hope Jen videotaped it all. That's probably going to be pretty funny.
Well, I know she put her account into protected mode.
Not before.
Probably, but I think she did it probably an hour into it. At one point, she thought the Jester was behind it, and oh man, she was accusing all kinds of people for being behind it. But it was obvious who it was. Like I think she has it so out for the Jester and people like Tom Ryan and Neil Rosshausen that she thought all three of them had something to do with the hack. At least this is going by what she was tweeting. I'm not pretending to know what she was actually thinking, but this is what she was tweeting, and she thought they had something to do with it, and they were all in cahoots, or at least knew it was going to go down and didn't warn her.
Yeah, poor girl. She's wearing sometimes. Just like,
you're a Patriot, Greg.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
She has gone through the ringer with this crap so many times that she's probably so used to it, it doesn't even bother her anymore, hardly.
I don't know. I think that bothered her last night. Generally, I would agree, you know, people tweet out her address, and I'm sure she's probably like, fuck it. And when it's tweeted out to 5 million people, and then people start showing up at your house, like, I'm pretty sure that bothered her a little bit. It may not have pissed her off, but I'm sure she didn't sleep at her house last night. She's probably not sleeping at her house tonight. I wouldn't. It was lousy, though. God, it was lousy. I've seen Yuji Nazi hack Twitter accounts, you know, of famous people and tweet these hashtags, you know, to get a follow back, and nothing like last night. It was insane. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I'm begging. I don't know what's going on. We got callers. People, please raise your hand. Press 1. Join the festivities here while you still can. There's only 100. There's only an hour and 37 minutes left, folks. So stay tuned. There's plenty of excitement, more excitement to come. What's this? Prankville won't raise his hand because he's playing your show on his talk show. What? Prankville USA is simulcasting my content on his talk show. Is that what I believe?
That's pretty funny. That's how you know you made it, bro. When people start pirating your shit.
Hey,
who in the hell is being a snitch around here, huh? Who the hell is snitching this?
I do not appreciate you pirating my show without my knowledge.
Your knowledge?
I don't know. You seem to be informed of it, so it's not without your knowledge, bro.
Shut up. No more of my content. He's gone. I hung up on him. Let's go.
That's fucked up.
Billy Montana. What's up, Billy Montana?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi there. Did you call me?
Yeah, Billy, you're on. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It's great to hear you.
We're doing here fine in Arizona, and it drives me crazy when we watch the presidential debates and the vice president debates and this and that and everything else. But you know what drives me nuts? What drives me crazy is that you and I, as Americans, we're trying to do the best we can under the Constitution of the United States of America, and it's being violated by Barack Obama, which nobody knows really where this guy came from. How in the hell this guy ever got elected drives me nuts. I don't know about you. But, you know, let's see, we're $16 trillion in debt. We have Mitt Romney. We have Barack Obama running in. You know, they're up there. They're going to go for it. What's fascinating is, I've got to throw something out there. Mitt Romney, if he gets elected as president of the United States of America, is he going to truly train, you know, train you and me back into the same crap that Obama has done for you and me so far? Is he going to change things? I don't think so.
No, he's not. Absolutely. You know,
go ahead, sir. It's your show. I'm sorry.
Valid points there. I don't think it matters. I think Mitt Romney is probably going to win this, and it's a moot point, really.
Do you see? I think Obama's probably going to win re-election. I mean, again, I don't think it matters. You know, both their biggest campaign financers are Goldman Sachs. They both agree on all the real issues like NDAA, drone campaigns, just that. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You know, I was having this conversation with Nicole Powers earlier, who runs Suicide, or one of the two people who run the At Suicide account. And, you know, she was talking about the presidential election. And I'm one of the people who just, I'm not going to vote. I mean, what's the, I live in California now. California, Obama's going to win California.
We have a problem here. He said he doesn't want to vote. I'm going to give up. I'm not going to vote. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to anybody. Okay? It doesn't matter to you or me if we get out there and vote. All right? So it doesn't change things.
Let me finish real quick. I live in California. Obama's going to win California. I'll bet you whatever you want to bet right now that Obama walks away with California. If I go out and vote for Jill Stein, or if I go out and vote for even Mitt Romney, what does my vote matter? So
I have to ask this. You said in California, Obama's going to win. Wait a minute. I have a question. Maybe you can answer this. I can't answer it. Can you? Maybe you can. Why is it Obama is going to win California? Why is that?
Because California, while it is a vastly Democratic state, there are people, especially like the LGBT community, who have a heavy presence in California. The LGBT community pretty much is probably... 90% of them are probably going to vote Obama.
There's just, bottom line, more hippies out here, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
granola, lots of granola.
Romney doesn't have a big base out here. You know, you go to Texas, where I'm from, and Romney's probably going to win Texas.
Where all the nation
is. All right. I have a question to ask you guys.
Well,
if I may do so, if that's okay. I'm your guest on your show, and you go ahead, sir. I do have a question, but anyway, go ahead. Please.
Question, please, by all means. I lost my train of thought. Your question.
Okay. All right. In the state of Arizona, where I live at, in Talk America USA, our studios are located at, we're rated as a bunch of racists, a bunch of jackbutts. That's not true.
What's that?
It's not the people who live in Arizona that's labeled as racist. It's people, Sheriff Joe Arapia, or however you pronounce his last name, that are labeled as racist. It's the government that passes these bills that are targeted at Mexicans.
Well, that's
what's labeled as racist, not the people who live in Arizona.
That's fantastic, because we passed the SB 1070 bill, which mirrors the federal bill that locked down the borders and keep the illegals out. But they didn't do that. We did it as, American citizen, a sovereign state called the State of Arizona, and we passed this bill.
The state of Arizona is not a sovereign state, sir. The state of Arizona belongs to the United States of America. The United States of America is the sovereign state.
That's bullshit.
Is it?
Let Arizona
to pass medical marijuana and wait for the federal government to come in and raid all the dispensaries in Arizona and then tell me that Arizona is sovereign.
All right, let me tell you something. We passed the bill. Okay, I don't care about marijuana, okay? I don't give a damn about that. What I do give a damn about is the fact that we have illegals, we got drug cartel, we got all this crap.
Say it with me real quick. Instead of saying illegals, say you have people who came here without a visa. Because the word illegals, the word illegals dehumanizes people, okay?
Okay,
these people are humans. They are people.
Okay.
They breathe.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the SB 1070 bill mirrors the federal bill, and we wanted to uphold and enforce a law that the federal government, didn't want to do in the first place. And when we put it in place and we went forward with it, they turned around and sued and took us to court and tore everything apart because they're God. The people in Washington deceive us.
Amen, brother.
I think what you're forgetting
is
you're talking about locking down the border in Arizona. But the border doesn't belong to Arizona. The border belongs to the United States of America.
Arizona.
You like that? You like a Public Enemy?
Public Enemy? Who doesn't like Public Enemy?
Wait. You're talking about the borders. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll back off. Go ahead.
Public Enemy. Billy, are you a fan of Public Enemy?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Am I Patriot Gregging again? Okay. Public Enemy, the hip-hop collective led by Chuck D and Flavor Flav, also Professor Griff and Terminator X. Are you familiar with them at all, their work?
Look, if I may say this, it's your show, sir. If you want me to comment, I'll do it. If you don't, I'll shut the heck up.
Sure, all you have to, whatever, an honest answer. This is just...
Okay. I don't know who the hell you're talking about, but I do know this, that the federal government is in, they're bent on taking our nation down, and, by the way, for the government... Nancy Pelosi, Janet Napolitano, and former governor. These people are nuts. They're crazy. We got the drug cartel. We got all this bullshit coming in.
Who do you think funds the drug cartel, bro? Who do you think funds that? Our war on drugs funds the drug cartel. Guess what? If drugs weren't illegal here, if we weren't making it so that these drug cartels had a market to sell their drugs, these drug cartels would collapse. All right? It's something like half of the money these drug cartels make, they make off of marijuana. All right? If you legalize marijuana, guess what? These drug cartels can't sell marijuana. Now, mind you, I come from a state, a border state like Arizona. All right? I come from Texas. All right? I very much there's stuff like the Mexican Mafia who run around in Dallas and Houston and Austin, and there are people like the Zetas who run around in these cities, and they very much have a presence. But if you took away their market, if you made it so that they didn't have somewhere to sell their drugs, then guess what? These drug cartels wouldn't have any power. Then maybe the people of Mexico could actually get their government back. You know, they just had an election that was bought, and just kind of like ours. Their revolutionary party won their election. It's like the Industrial Revolution or some shit like that. But it's if you took away the avenues for these drug cartels to make money, they couldn't fuck with us here. Okay.
Well, anyway, we have a problem here. The highest official in police government, Eric Holder, he denied and he withheld information to the American people.
Sure.
Matter of fact, in front of the Congress of the United States of America, you know, the Congress, he held back over, you know, 18,000 documents, and but yet it happened. This crap with all this stuff that happens that comes across the border. Wait a minute, we have a problem. The SB 1070 bill, which is clearly a document of law.
Sure.
The United States government.
If you want to fix things with issues with what's coming across the border or guns, you know, cause like you mentioned Eric Holder, you know, you didn't say Fast and Furious, but we know that's what you were talking about. If you eliminated the way these avenues, if our government quit selling them drugs or selling guns, if our government quit funding them, then we wouldn't have to worry about them. So instead of worrying about what's going on in Mexico, or instead of worrying about the people trying to come here, people, mind you, trying to come here, because they're in Mexico, people are getting killed, journalists are getting killed.
Illegally. They're coming into our country.
Straightened out the shit in our government that allowed these cartels to operate the way they do, because it's our government that allows that. All right. It's our government that makes it so these – yes.
Wait a minute. I have to say something, if I may, if that's okay, to the hosts. It's your
Absolutely. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I have a problem with this. You know, President Obama, this jackbutt, this socialistic, you know, left-wing wacko.
Hold on. Obama's far from left wing. let's straighten that out.
No. May
Obama
I think?
Middle ground at best.
Can I finish?
Sure, if what you're going to say is accurate.
Sicko, do you mind?
Okay. All right, I'm going to make that statement here.
Unmute. Everybody's on mute. Okay. Now, I don't care if I'm Patriot Gregging or not. But I'm going to allow Billy Montana to finish his thought, and then I'll bring back on Sicko. Go ahead, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I'm honored to be on your show. I do my show, and, you know, doing these shows are a pain in the ass. I'm concerned about America. And look,
am I muted?
Before you put me on mute, let me say something. America, she's in trouble. We're $16 trillion debt. We got a jackball called Barack Obama that just lied to you and me. And we're going into socialism.
Hear me at all? Hello?
May I... I know you're getting emotional, you're getting upset, and what I'm saying, but it's true.
Experiencing some technical difficulties. Don't mind me. Continue.
No, please, sir. It's your show.
No. I was just working out some technical stuff, behind the scenes engineering crap. You don't want to know about it. Please continue. We've corrected it.
Well, look, sir. I have a studio that cost me over $42,000.
Right? Studio for $9,000.
I could buy a small country with the studio. My concern is about America.
$9,000? There's no way that could be right!
That's rude. That's really rude.
What? Oh, that was sicko. I had him unmuted for a second. I apologize. Go ahead.
That is so rude. You know, a talk radio show host is supposed to listen to whether he or she agrees with the information that they're getting on the air, live on the air.
Correct.
Now, whether you agree or disagree with me, that's irrelevant. I do a talk radio show, okay? Talk America USA. Do things piss me off? It drives me nuts. But wait a minute.
What?
Do I disagree or agree with these people?
You agree.
That drives me crazy. What wrong is this? America is going into the sewer.
So, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, what do you think of him as a patriot here in America?
You know what, Joe, living in Arizona, he drives me nuts, to be honest with you. Is he a good guy? I can't honestly say that, to be honest with you. He always gets reelected. Me personally, do I vote for him? No.
No, I don't understand. Is he the sheriff for, like, the entire country? How does that work? He's just stationed out of Arizona, or he's the sheriff for the entire state of Arizona. What's his deal? Why does he have such a high profile?
He is the sheriff for Maricopa. That's the county. This guy, you know, this is something else that bugs me, drives me nuts. He has so much power. It's not even funny. I wanted to talk about this on my show. It drives me crazy. Here's a good case in point.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has so much power, and people are so dumbed down to the point. Well, we're going to, vote for Sheriff Joe. Well, wait a minute. People are so dumbed down, they're going to vote for Obama.
And Sheriff Joe.
And probably,
right?
Sheriff Joe, whoever. People will vote for anything that gives them a free handout. See, they get the free handout. We're going into socialism, baby. Big time.
Uh-huh. So that means everything's going to be free, right?
Well, that's what the American people hope that they can get.
That's what socialism is. It's like everybody's equal, everything's free, everybody. It's just
everything. That's a good point.
I honestly can't wait for socialism to kick in. I mean, I'm tired of this fucking trying to work for a living bullshit.
Really? So you're tired of that. You just to want to get up and do your thing and work and make a living.
If it was up to me, I would sleep 18 hours a day.
Really?
And I'm talking like deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Well, I get up every day and I work my ass off. I work 6 days a week. And I do this, you know, my radio show, and it drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. And by the way, feel like giving up?
It's going to be okay. In 2 years, Obamacare kicks in, and everything, all health care will be free, and you'll be able to all your issues taken care of for free because from Obama. It's healthcare.
No, Obamacare. That's a bunch of bull crap. Matter of fact, it's a hidden tax. And
Bill Maher told me it's all good, baby. It's like we're gonna free healthcare, baby. Just walk up in, sign your name in, and you can get a fucking heart transplant. No biggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a young lady on my show on Talk America USA from Canada, and they have socialized medicine.
Yeah, and
it took her. By the way, I forget. Go ahead, sir. It's your show. I'm sorry.
Medicine. I mean, look, it's made an epidemic of Canadians. I mean, I'm surprised there's any Canadians alive still because of the socialized medicine.
It's amazing.
That's are you with us still?
Yeah, I'm still here. Of course I'm still here. Vince, where would I go?
Well, I didn't hear you, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to let people finish their thoughts. I have a bad habit of cutting people off.
Downward twinkles.
But y'all brought up Obamacare. I'm sorry, I didn't catch this caller's name. What was your name, sir? I don't want to address you as person.
I'm Bill Montana from Talk America USA, and
Bill?
Obamacare is a bunch of bullshit.
Okay. All right, Bill, let me ask you a question. Who are you planning on voting for?
I don't know what you're talking about. Obamacare is free. It's fucking free for all, baby. We're getting free motherfucking health care, bitch.
Well, first, on that note, y'all realize we're the only Western nation that doesn't have free health care for their citizens? Fuck that. No, we're the only Western nation that hasn't eradicated rabies.
Hang on a second. I got Miss Becker in the chat room complaining. I'm sorry we can't... satisfied. She wants naked men. It's a radio show. There's no, you don't see people here. And
look,
plus, trust
if it makes her feel better, I will strip down naked and talk, but it's not going to help her.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you nuts? Are you out of your fucking mind? You're talking about,
that's a great idea, Sicko. I'm gonna disrobe. I hope you will too. I hope everybody listening at home is going to take off their clothes. And unfortunately, I don't have a webcam up. I'm sorry, but just know, Ms. Becker, there are naked men participating in tonight's proceedings here on Blog Talk Radio. My God, we're still just in the first hour. Plenty of time to take your calls. We've got a special guest tonight, Billy Montana. Billy, you're the host of what show? What's the name of your show again?
My show is Talk America USA.
And when is it on? When can we catch that?
If you just go to Blog Talk Radio and catch it.
Oh, it's a Blog Talk Radio.
By the way, I got to tell you, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, I got a show that's going to blow your ass off. Actually, to be honest with you, the guest I'm going to have shocks the hell out of me.
Howard Stern?
No, it's not Howard Stern. Are you not?
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
You guys are playing with me. I hate that. Don't do that, please.
I'm being serious. I was just curious. That's who your host or your special guest.
You know, look, I'm 58 years old.
I'm sorry.
I spent 17 years of my life when I was just a young lad as a professional broadcaster.
Congratulations.
Play with me.
Do you enjoy it?
I've been following Billy for quite a while. He's been here as long as I've been here. As long as I've been on Blog Talk Radio, which has been about, I don't know, 3-4 years, I've always known Billy Montana. He's a stalwart here. He's an institution, really. And I am blessed to have him on the show. It's been a lively debate. I hope we can continue it. We're still, like I said, in the first hour. Unbelievable. If you want to get on the line with Sicko, Billy, and myself, feel free, 347-826-7667. We're going to take a quick little brickety break and come back with more calls. Stick around.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Right, everybody, back. Got a non-sicko with me who's going to tell me if I'm Patriot Gregging at all. Hopefully I've alleviated the situation. I also have a legend here on BTR, Mr. Billy Montana. Thank you, Billy, for sticking with us. How are you doing? Billy, do we still have you?
There. Sorry about that. I'm still here. And I appreciate you having me on your show. I appreciate that. By the way, guys, I got to say something. And, Obamacare and the
Obamacare, people, whichever one you want to put a name under, because it's all the same thing.
Would you love...
My favorite term, I like to call it Obamacare. That's how I like to refer to it, Obamacare.
That was kind of my question to Bill just prior to us going to break is, you know, and I get it's a personal question asking who you're going to vote for, but I'm assuming you're hold on, I'm getting some feedback from somebody's and somebody earpiece or something.
Well, I'm not gonna...
Yeah, are we getting feedback now?
No.
Okay, Billy, you've got to turn down your speakers on your computer. I don't know, put on a headset. Do something, bro. We're getting some major, major feedback. And folks, we got a lot of callers on the line. Don't be shy. Some people have been listening on hold for almost an hour.
Yes, a liar.
Press the number one if you want to talk. Feel free. We got Billy Montana with us. Hopefully we got Billy's audio corrected. Billy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank
you. Right. Billy, are you a big... We're taking some questions. We've got people are asking questions about you in the chat room. We've got one here from City of Flint. He says he wants to ask you what you think about Michael Moore. Do you like Michael Moore?
Okay. Michael Moore, the answer to that question is this. I find the man actually extraordinary, although what he does and the information he puts out, it's very disturbing to me as an American, yes.
It should be disturbing because the information, look, I too have some issues with Michael Moore. I don't know if you know the anonymous world there, Bill, so I might use some words that offend you. Michael Moore is an ego fag. Michael Moore is out there to promote his own name. He's a capitalist, yet promotes anti-capitalism. But the stuff he puts out should be disturbing to you. Because
the
stuff
problem
he puts out
is
pretty on point.
Okay. Look. Is he an extraordinary man? Let me make my point here. Is he an extraordinary man to put out these videos and this information? Yes. Wait a minute. We have a problem here. He can put out this information until he's blown to fate. Okay? Fact number one. Is he left-wing, left-wing? Is he nuts? Yes. Here's what scares me. He has people believing it.
Well, what does Michael Moore say that shouldn't be believed?
He doesn't believe in America. Are you kidding?
Sure he does. Michael Moore has made a living based on the American dream, where you as an entrepreneur, he went out as an independent filmmaker and produced these films and has made a lot of money. So how is that un-American? Isn't that the American dream?
Wait a minute. What's un-American is when you go out and do these type of films and you harm the Constitution and
but he doesn't
destroy...
harm the Constitution.
I beg your pardon, sir?
He doesn't harm the Constitution. The Constitution promotes free speech. What he does is free speech. So how is that harming the Constitution?
I can't disagree with that. You're right, sir. But when he puts it out there, when the dumbing down of America and people believe it, who the hell is this guy? Now, does he have the right under the Constitution, freedom of speech, like when I do my show and whatever? Okay, people come on my air, go on the show, and go nuts and whatever.
No, no, it's high five!
God, am I going to go into this?
Hello? Am I muted?
You're on the air. You're live.
Okay. It drives me nuts. I mean, what is that? I mean, you know, look. What, in a few weeks, we're going to elect a president. Okay. What is this guy going to do? Do you know? Does anybody really know? Does anybody? It's like a movie. America in destruction and going down the tubes. And the man, the next man.
Okay, folks. I put Billy Montana and Anon Sicko in the screening room. They're in the green room right now. They think they're on the air still, okay? And so Billy's still talking. Sicko is probably debating him still. So what I want to do is take a moment here and just recognize everybody that's been hanging out. We got, oh, my God, we got 18 people here. We got Sicko, Billy Montana, who are both in the green room right now. Books of Knowledge, City of Flint, Canadian Parliament, Chaos, Cupid, Desert Rose, Electro Soundwave, GU357, Ms. Becker, Melissa 13, Occupy, Man Jose in the building, Prankville USA in the house, Sagittarian in the building. Shouts out to Stabbing McHugs, the Dr. John, and We're Fucked. By the way, We're Fucked was first. He's in the chat room, just so you know. So before I bring them back on, I just want to remind you, feel free to call in. We've got an hour to go, 347-826-7667. I'm having fun. I just want to give you guys a little Desert Rose knows about Billy Montana. I can't tell whether Billy Montana is really drunk or if maybe he's recently had a stroke or something, because he's been around a long time and he does obviously is not as lucid as I've heard him in the past. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He is fucking shit-faced drunk and just going for it. More power to him. But there you go. Billy Montana, he's a good guy. He means well, and I really appreciate him being on. So without any further ado, let's bring them back on. All right, here we go.
I'm sorry?
Am I still here?
Yes.
Okay. You drove a point. And you're right. You're right. You know, look, I don't know, you know, if you have a family and you got kids and, you know, whatever, where, you know, look, what's happening here? It's a bunch of bull crap.
I agree.
It's a facade. It's a facade. It's like a movie. It's like you and me, we're the actors, and we're in this movie, and they, who are they? I don't know who they are.
Sir, me and you aren't even actors. Me and you, we're the people sitting in the seats watching the movie. The actors are the people like Obama and the people like... And look. You understand that a presidential candidate was arrested yesterday for trying to debate, right? For trying to get into the... Or it might have been yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I'm sorry. When the debate happened. Was arrested trying to debate with these people. A lady by the name of Jill Stein. And I may not agree with everything she says. I have to give her a lot of props for trying to make these people allow other people aside from Romney and Obama to debate. You know, there's a list on Jill Stein is on the ballot in 48 states.
You know, I don't know, but you know your show. Mayor Robles-Clip.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Mayor Robles-Clip for you. It takes 10 seconds. May I do it? I have the power to do it.
That's not up to me. That's up to Vince, but I have no problem.
Okay. Let's roll this. Let's make sure the levels are right. All right.
On Gangnam Style.
Listen to this. By the way, remember back when the American people said, we don't want Obamacare. We don't want that. But yet they went ahead and did it anyway, behind closed doors.
And Nancy Pelosi,
yeah, here's a 10-second clip. Can we cue and roll? Let's roll this.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Balls to you!
You know, what the hell was that, you know?
I agree that a lot of people were outspoken against Obamacare, and without getting too radical on you, that's part of the problem with democracy is 51% of the people get to tell 49% of the people what to do. But I don't want to get into democracy and all that with you. My question is what do you think is going to change if Romney wins? Romney, in the state of Massachusetts, enacted the bill that led to Obamacare. He laid out the blueprint for Obamacare. Okay?
Obamacare. You know, first off, I'm sorry, continue. You asked me to continue, and I'm sorry, I... didn't mean to be rude here. Continue, and you asked me to make my statement.
Yeah, I just want to know what you see different, you know, when it comes to the topic of Obamacare, if Romney wins. Do you think Romney, who has already enacted this other bill, who has already put in place Obamacare, is going to change it? Really? Kind of like Obama was going to close down Gitmo. You know, he was going to close down Gitmo. He was going to change that. And Gitmo, to this day, still open. In fact, Gitmo now has its doors open to any American citizen. Do you get that, Bill? Do you get that any American citizen, without due process of law, without trial, without lawyers, can be taken and put into a jail cell in a place like Guantanamo Bay and never heard from again? Think about that for a second, sir. Because this country was formed against that. This country was formed on ideals of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, due process of law. And we don't have that anymore. But guess what? Romney agrees with Obama. Romney has stated on the record that he agrees with the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012 that allowed indefinite detention of American citizens. Okay? He agrees with that. So what do you think is going to change? Okay? Romney and Obama's greatest campaign contributor is Sachs. Goldman Sachs has pretty much sponsored every president for like 50 years. Okay, what do you think changed with Romney as opposed to Obama when it comes to putting in place the measures it takes to prevent these people from doing what they did in 2008, doing it again? Instead of just giving them more money like TARP, what do you think is going to change, sir?
To answer you to your question and your concern, as me... I'm not a politician. I'm a working guy, just like you. Thank God I got a job. I bust my ass off every day. And I do, my show. And I'm honored to be on this show. It blows me away. It freaks me out. What do you do? I don't know. Do I have the answers? Do you?
No.
Does anybody have the answer? Let me finish my question.
I've never once pretended to have the answer.
Okay. You don't have the answer. I don't know. What I can do is... have the opportunity, which I barely, rarely have the opportunity. And I'll be honest with you, with my work schedule, I came into the show, and I'm honored to come into this show. Because, this show represents America. This show represents.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
Freedom. I beg your pardon?
Never mind. Billy Montana, folks, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Billy Montana with us. We're taking calls, taking questions in the chat room. Feel free to some people are flashing up questions, but the scroll's so fast I can't keep up with it. If you have a question for Billy, why don't you just instant message me or tweet me, whatever you want to do. Oh, speaking of which, Billy, do you have a Twitter account?
Actually, I don't. I haven't. To be honest with you, I don't have a Facebook or Twitter, and here's the reason why. When I get on the air, that's what it says. I don't have the time to deal with Twitter and all this. I don't have, although I do have a handful of people that deal with everything and research what I do. It drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. But, I got to tell you something. America, can we turn her, can we take her and bring her back?
Sure, why not? Hey, let's
see. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. It's your show.
We've got tons of callers here lined up. They want to ask you questions. Let's go to this caller, unscreened caller. You're on the air with Billy Montana and the non-sicko. What's going on?
This is me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes,
how are you?
Oh, hey. Hey, Mr. Billy Montana. Quite a privilege to have heard your engaged conversation with Sigo today. I was wondering what your views were, sir, on Social Security.
I feel that Social Security has been violated by the our government. They've robbed it. Is it truly there? In numbers, is it really there? It's not there anymore. It's not.
Okay. And do you think Social Security will be around, like, when I retire?
What is your age, sir?
Well, you know, I'm 30.
You're 30? Wow. That blows me away. You know, I'm 58. Is it going to be there for me? Yes. Well, unless these guys, these idiots in Washington deceive us, continue to do the thing they're doing, will be there for me. Yes. For you, no. No way.
That's encouraging. Okay, let's take another call. 805, you're on the air with Billy Montana. What's on your mind?
Vince?
Yeah.
I'm in the ER. This sucks.
Hi, how are you?
You're in the emergency room?
I'm okay, I guess. I'm in the ER, though, which blows, but...
Don't worry. You got Obamacare. It's paid for. Forget about it.
I actually am on Obamacare, I guess, if you will. Which is funny you mentioned that. I actually am on it. So.
Well, anyway, first of all, Obamacare has not been placed in force in the first place. It's going to take place in 2014. So, therefore, what are you saying?
I'm saying I had a pre-existing condition since birth, and whenever it came to fruition, I was immediately enrolled due to my condition, which has been somewhat resolved, but now I have a mechanical heart valve, and I have to manage my INR at the age of 27 years old. So,
okay, yeah. So, with that condition, with the current healthcare system, are you going to do something about that or what?
The only thing I wish I could do is make sure that people have more access to it, because honestly, it's been the most amazing experience I've ever had, not having to worry about rejection claims. So it's actually been an amazing experience. And
Let me ask you a question. So what do you think about Obamacare? Is that going to benefit you or hurt you? How do you feel about that?
I think it'll benefit me. Look, it's a 5-point system, okay? Broaden the base.
A 5-point system. That's great. A 5-point system? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It's a bad imitation of a Republican in a debate. Sorry.
No. I don't give a damn if you're Republican or you're Democrat. You're a human being. You're a human soul. You're a human being. You're a man. You are going through crap. All right? So what does it mean to you?
That's the question that everybody has to ask themselves. Hey, Billy, I have a question for you. What do you think of Gangnam Style?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up here. But we're on Skype here. Go ahead, repeat.
Can you hear that? Billy, can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Okay. So, have you heard of Gangnam Style? And if so, what do you think about it?
No. That's kind of weird. You're throwing something at me. and that catches me off guard. Say again, please.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. What's it? So what is that supposed to mean to me? I don't understand that.
I've heard it explained as a number of different things. It's a popular hit song out of South Korea by this artist named Psy. And in
we're now talking about the nation going into the sewer financially. Now we're talking about music. All right, go ahead, sir. It's your show. It's your show.
Okay. Anyways, I'm trying to. The song has gotten like over 9,000 downloads on YouTube. And
why is that?
And you know what? Without trying to hype it up or explain it, I might as well just play it. I'm going to play the song. And you tell me what you think about it, Billy. And we'll come back. We got some more people waiting to call and talk to you, Billy. If you're just joining us, Billy.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to rock and roll with it. Do it.
You got it, bro. Here it is. We're going to rock and roll with some Psy, Gangnam Style. Be right back.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따스러운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Gangnam Style.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Going to shut things down here in about 35 minutes. I want to thank you all for joining me. Once again, the call-in number is east of the Rockies. It's 347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for another 34 some odd minutes. And we're having a great time here. Our host is, I'm the host, but our guest, our special guest tonight is Billy Montana. He is a Blog Talk Radio host in his own right. Check out his show. He's in the chat room. You just click on his name, go to his profile, and that will get you to his show. Billy, tell us about your show.
By the way, Talk America, USA. Folks, I got to tell you something. I created a show, and it drives me nuts. And I'm the creator of the show. I'm concerned about America. I'm concerned about all the bullshit, the lies, and deceptions. And you know what? It affects you and me. Our livelihoods. What we do every day. We work. If you have a job, it drives me nuts. Politicians. And the fact of the matter that you know, anyway, I'm honored to be on this show, this man's show. And it's a very kind man to tell you about Talk America USA. I got news for you, baby. If you want your socks knocked off, big time, on Saturday. No, let's see, it's just a couple days away, do you think? Baby, are we going to go into things? Wait a minute. Exposure.
What's
the element? Go ahead, sir.
I have a quick question. Will you let me come on your show and talk to you some more about some of the stuff that we've been talking about tonight?
Yes, sir. It's amazing. I will say this on your show. What you people are going to listen to, you may agree or disagree. It would drive you nuts. The fact of the matter is, it's going to drive something into your heart and soul. I agree or disagree.
See, Bill,
what's going to happen?
I think me, you, and the listeners and Vince, and I think we probably all agree on a lot of things. I'm pretty sure we all agree on Obama's failed policies. I'm pretty sure we agree America is going down the toilet. I'm pretty sure we agree on a lot of things. But I think where we differ is implementation.
Well, that's a very good point.
Can I ask you a personal? You know, not really. It's not even an invasive personal question. It's what would you do if you didn't have to go and make money for make millions of dollars for somebody else daily? Because I'm assuming you're not in business for yourself, are you?
No, I'm be honest with you. I'm not ashamed to say this. I've said it on my show. I've been on the air for 2.5 years. I'm a cashier.
Are you? See, I've done it too. There's absolutely no shame in doing anything that it takes.
I'm not ashamed.
Keep a roof over your head.
I'm not ashamed to be a cashier for a major supermarket. I have a damn good job. Matter of fact, I got a job. A lot of people can't say that.
I'm one of those people. I'm currently unemployed. I've been unemployed since I left my last job. I left it of my own free will. I was building military airplanes that killed kids, and I couldn't live with it anymore, so I left my job. Now,
the thing that drives me crazy is, look, if I may say something, and I'm on your show, I have a big problem. See, my big problem is this, okay? On Talk America USA, I have a big problem. I see America being raped and downsized and being screwed over by a bunch of elite jackasses in government. I don't like that.
And I agree with you, Bill.
I mean, it's true.
The road we're on has been paved for the last at least 40 years. Some might argue for the past 200. I won't. I'm going to say 40 years. I'm going to say since the 60s, the road we're on right now, we started along that road then.
We're on a dangerous road. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My question to you was, what would you do if you didn't have to go make some billionaire, because you said you worked for a very successful chain. What would you do if you have to if you didn't have to go to work and be a slave to somebody? Because that's what you are. Please understand that. No. Understand that you make probably at most $30 an hour. Okay, that's $120 a week.
I don't make that. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. I I'm sure I'm overestimating. But the thing is the amount of money you make probably in a year, these people making decisions for your life make in a second. You know what I mean? People like Mitt Romney.
Right.
Mitt Romney is the lead. You know, he's the only person who's going to challenge Obama for the presidency. Mitt Romney ran Bain Capital. You know, he outsourced jobs to China. You know, he did all this stuff. He refused to let us see his tax returns. All of that. But even if you saw his tax returns, it wouldn't change anything. But regardless, you go to work every day. You know, 40 hours a week. And you may make a paltry sum, but understand that while you're there to make somebody else rich. You understand that, don't you? You get that. You're not there for your own livelihood. You're there to make somebody else rich. You are their slave.
Let me finish here. Let me make a comment. You're correct. Now, are you 100% correct? No. Are you 70% correct in your statement? That's true.
Well, what is wrong in my statement?
What's happening? Actually, to be honest with you, it's your show. I need to go to the bathroom, if I can do that. Live on the air, Billy Montana. I need to go to the bathroom. Can you do something, whatever?
Sure, we could rant for a little bit, I'm sure. I actually had an interesting fact I wanted to bring up to Vince.
I need to go to the bathroom. Roll a bumper or roll sound or do something.
Knock yourself out, bro. Hey, Vince.
I'll be right back.
For BTR president, I don't know if you looked at the interactive map that shows you, who's winning what states or whatever. You realize you had over 1,000 votes in international lands.
I'm going to be back. I got to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Okay.
Have fun.
All right. The mic is going to be live. I'm going to mute it. And by the way, in about 3 weeks, actually 2.5 weeks, we're going to have somebody come in to office. Is it going to be Barack Obama? Is it going to be Mitt Romney? Are they going to be, who's the guy?
It's going to be Romney, even though you have 10 other candidates from Jill Stein, who's to me is like the left wing's other option other than Barack Obama. And then you have Gary, I can't think of his last name.
Remember this. All right. All right, let's roll it back. Okay, here we go. All right, now, by the way, remember this? In the Obama administration, they put this Obamacare together, and over 2,000 pages, these guys decided... the government, they decided they're going to do it anyway. The American people were screaming at the top of their lungs, and they don't want to do it.
That's the thing is, not all of the American people were screaming they don't want Obamacare.
Let me finish, sir.
At the best, you can argue that 49% of the country, or 51% of the country, were screaming, we don't want Obamacare. Okay? But there's still 40% of the country who do. Okay? Now, you look at Romney.
Wait a minute. That scares the hell out of me. Why is it that the people, in your opinion, why would these people agree with this? Go ahead.
Because they look at countries like Britain or Spain or Canada. Canada's probably the best example. You know, we're the only Western nation, you know, Western Europe, you know, North America, with the exception of Mexico. We're the only Western nation that doesn't have free health care for its citizens. Please understand that for a second, sir. We're the only Western nation that hasn't found a way to keep its citizens healthy. Now, why is that? Because the biggest industry in America, not counting the military-industrial complex, is the pharmaceutical industry. Now, if you look at these pharmaceutical industries like Bayer, who have been proven in the past to have spread diseases, I don't know, like AIDS, these companies hire lobbyists, and they go to Washington, D.C., and they tell these senators and stuff to vote this way. So that way they can still have their way. So they can still continue to sell you a single drug that fixes your headache, a single drug that fixes your stomach ache, a single drug that fixes, you know, that fixes everything. But it's only one drug per ailment. When there are other methods out there that the pharmaceutical industry can't control, and I know I've said it a couple times, like medical marijuana. Even though me personally, I think the medical marijuana industry is kind of just a legal front for selling pot to people. But there are these pharmaceutical industries who have proven since, I don't know, the 70s to have so much weight in our government that they have decided that they don't want free health care for their citizens. They don't want people to be able to go to the doctor and just the doctor be able to tell them what's wrong. You know, I personally, I deal with scoliosis on a daily basis, where if I accidentally sleep wrong, I wake up the next day and can barely get out of bed. There are people out there who can attest to this. My girlfriend has to deal with it on a daily basis. I have a lump in my right breast that could possibly be a breast cancer. No, it's probably not. It's probably scar tissue from some shit back in the day. But I can't go to the doctor and just have them tell me what's wrong. I'm not even asking for them to treat me. I just want to know what's wrong. I can't go and get that without spending thousands of dollars. Okay, I had an infection under my chin a few years ago. Led to an abscess that was probably the size of a plum. It cost my mother $10,000 to be able to get this taken care of. Now, mind you, we probably could have done it at my house where she took a steak knife, cut open my chin, and bled the stuff out. The exact same thing the doctors did. And it cost her $10,000 to do it. All right. Now, my mother has never made a lot of money. My mother had to raise a lot of kids. So tell me where it's fair to my mother that she has to spend $10,000 to make sure her son doesn't die, as opposed to if we were in Canada or if we were in Britain, they would have taken care of it. And it wouldn't have cost her $10,000.
I'll tell you what's not fair. Hey, is this thing on? Can you hear me? Does this work?
Yeah, you're here.
Am I Patriot Gregging?
Nope, you sound fine to me.
Have you ever tried Ben and Jerry's Boston Cream Pie?
No, I haven't. Sounds delicious, though.
Oh, my God.
This is the one show, Vince, I want to tell your listeners. This is
the first show
I've ever called in without being stoned. And now you're going to give me good ideas for munchies? Not once have you ever told me a munchie to go and get. But when I'm not stoned, you want to tell me.
Oh, it's delicious. It's Boston Cream Pie ice cream with yellow cake pieces, fudge flakes, and swirls of pastry cream.
And we all know how much Vince loves cream pies, right?
Oh. We don't know what inspires us more, Boston's rich history or its dreamy cream pie.
Shout out to Ben and Jerry's for being the only corporation to sponsor, or not sponsor, but to stick their necks out and actually give props to any kind of social movement.
You know what else is also really good? Their red velvet cake. Ben and Jerry's red velvet cake.
I don't know if I've had a Ben and Jerry's flavor that's not delicious, bro. Ben and Jerry's is probably they're the best ice cream makers out there. We all know it. You know, I mean, if somebody has a better ice cream maker than Ben and Jerry's, please tweet it to me, and I will make sure we go and get some soon.
I want them to sponsor the show.
Well, I don't know. They kind of gave a shout-out to Occupy, so it's never it's not out of the cards yet, Vince.
Hey, I have nothing to do with Occupy, all right? That is totally baseless.
I didn't say you.
I'm a journalist, all right? I'm a journalist. I'm an independent journalist. I run a talk show. I investigate news. I happen to cover a lot of the Occupy events because it was very newsworthy. And we had callers that were live on the scene. That does not mean I endorsed nor condemned the Occupy. I'm really getting sick of this because this is starting to taint my campaign. All right.
Goofy Bone is
basically by the time the election rolls around, Goofy Bone is going to like convince people that I participated in some sort of black bloc activity. It's going to get ugly. All right. And it's just not cool.
Vince.
All right, you're not guilty by association. What do you think, Billy?
I think he's probably sitting
in the bathroom. Hi there, how are you? No, I think it's nuts.
No, I'm talking about
you asked me a question. Do you want me to answer it or not?
Maybe.
Go ahead, please. By all means, the floor is yours.
Okay, first off, I think this whole thing is nuts. When I say this whole thing, America, that's a whole thing, do you think? Freedom, the Constitution, one nation under God, do you think? Are we under attack and are we getting... You know, are they, the fantastic people that are getting away with it? And they're getting away with it. It's nutsoid. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, these people are not talking about it. Why is that? I don't know. I'm a tired old man. I'm 58 years of age. I worked 17 years. I worked for ABC, CBS, NBC, and I know how these people pull this crap.
And we appreciate having you here on the show tonight, Billy Montana. We got more calls to get to, and we only have 12 minutes left. So let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller. You just raised your hand. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Yes. My name is Cynthia. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Cynthia. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Billy and Sicko and Vince in the Bay.
Okay. And
it was Sylvia?
Cynthia. Yes. I hear that you guys are talking, and I guess you're talking in regards to the BTR presidential election.
Yeah, your thoughts on that, please.
I mean, it's a cutesy move, I'd have to say. And it's something that'll divert people's attention. And I guess whatever airwaves that you control will definitely sway votes. So, you know, to each its own. But listening to the one gentleman, Billy, he sounds like either he's like extremely tired, because I know he said that he's working, and so am I. Either he's really tired or he's drunk. And then you have the other gentleman that just came in, and he talks really logically, or he's speaking clearly, I should say. So it's kind of like, do you honestly go forth and take anything that Billy Montana says seriously? I mean, he does have some food for thought, and maybe his views are more realistic because he is tired or intoxicated. And that's what I had to say. Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it
I'm
going?
Sorry. I had myself muted. I was trying to take
so
a
did
shot.
I was muted too. but Cynthia, I'm wondering, have you ever tried Boston cream pie flavored Ben and Jerry's?
No, but I've tried Boston cream pie before. I don't necessarily eat ice cream, but
oh, okay.
I make a very good homemade ice cream.
Oh, really? What would that be? What flavor?
Whatever flavor you'd like, sweetie.
Pistachio?
I could make that. I make one of the best homemade ice creams.
Wow. I'm salivating now. So what else is on your mind, Cynthia? By the way, I apologize, everybody. We lost our friend, our special guest tonight, Billy Montana. He dropped off. I think he might have passed out. I'm not sure. I hope he's okay. He is no longer
with us.
It was
nice talking to you, Bill.
Yeah, he's not even in the chat room anymore.
Oh.
But that was fun. That was entertaining. That was honestly, I've been on BTR for a couple of years, and I've heard his show off and on throughout the years. And he sounded to me either one, drunk and tired.
Yeah.
Two. Potentially, he might have suffered a stroke. Maybe.
No, I think he was just
and
drunk.
Was drunk and tired. I don't know. He sounded a little, he slurred a lot. He was very deliberate in his talking.
And he couldn't, I don't know. It seemed like he couldn't keep on one subject. So I think he was drunk. I'm going to try to call into his show one day and see if I can get him to talk, debate me.
Another great show you should call, Patriot Greg's.
Patriot Greg.
I've heard of this dude, Patriot Greg, but I've never seen his show. To be honest, the only BTR shows I've listened to that's not yours, Vince, are Dream Killers and Occupy Man Jose did a few shows, and Worth of the World's done a couple shows. You're the only BTR show that I attend regularly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I also appreciate all the late night listeners.
Hello? Are you there, Vince? Did it? Is it over?
No, he must have gotten cut off.
I think we lost Vince. So,
Patriot Greg. Greg.
He's at least playing his sound bites. Vince, are you there? No, I guess he's not. Well,
I'm sorry, but what show do you have so that if I see it across my...
You asked what show I have. I actually do not have a BTR show. I have a Twitter feed that pisses a lot of people off. You can follow me at @anonsicko. But I do not have a BTR show. If you want to ever talk to me live, this is the place to find me. Usually when Vince is doing the show, I call in and try to take up all his airtime because I'm too cheap to afford my own show.
Okay.
That's perfect because
I've been
having such just obscene technical difficulties the last couple of shows that I'm glad you've been able to fill in the voids because it's been a nightmare. I need to upgrade my bandwidth or something. Something's going on. I think it's those goddamn Anons. Every time
no,
I
it's not
show,
the Anons. I told the Anons not to mess with you, bro. Everybody knows I'm the leader of Anonymous. I told them not to mess with you. So it's probably the ProSec people.
All right.
It's probably the government or the White Hats or something. It's probably Adrian Lamo.
Dude, that
may
guy.
May I look at other comments?
That guy scares me.
Adrian Lamo has been showing up in my Twitter mentions a lot more than I ever wanted Adrian Lamo to show up in my Twitter mentions.
He and Assange and these characters, they all sort of fit the sort of profile of like the espionage James Bond villain type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I never got to talk about the WikiLeaks paywall today. Next show.
What about it? You got a couple of minutes.
No. We'll save it for a topic for next. For your next show or something, because there's a lot that needs to be talked about when it comes to the WikiLeaks paywall.
All right. Forget it, though.
May I make another comment?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely, Cynthia, please.
Okay. You were speaking in regards to Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate us going to a different direction. Like you said, Canada, they take care of their people. And I'm not sure if they have, like, an immigration problem there. But, like, here, and even today, when I was trying to renew my insurance with the corporation that I work for, it was just like, oh, well, if you don't take the screening for this health care, you're going to be charged an extra $500. Well, I already do PPO. And myself and my children don't go to the doctor, really. Not that we just don't go to the doctor. We're never really sick.
Right.
And it's because of a lot of holistic things that I do personally, because I don't believe in taking medicine.
I absolutely do not either unless I have to. So I can relate to that.
Yeah, the pharmaceuticals are just taking advantage of people, and they're making them more sick. There's no way I would take
no industry that I would wish to dismantle more than the pharmaceutical and insurance industries.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I would take a drug that says, hey, I can cure you of a sinus infection, but I'm going to cause you brain damage. You can't have kids, and you can't do this, and you might fall out, you might bleed, just all these other side effects. That's
something that wasn't mentioned when me and Bill were talking about Obamacare and stuff. It's not Obamacare that's fucking people when it comes to healthcare and stuff in this nation. It's not even the way we do health. What is fucking people when it comes to healthcare is the insurance industry. It is these insurance companies that do everything they can to not pay for you to be taken care of. It's these insurance companies that, it's just like if you get in a car accident or your house burns down or something, they're going to try to make you be at fault so they don't have to pay for this shit. All right.
My deductible by itself for insurance is over $3,000. And
to have it. You have to have insurance. If you don't have insurance in this country, you cannot do anything. If you don't have automobile insurance, you can't drive your car. If you don't have health insurance, you can't be not sick. You know, the minute you get sick and you don't have health insurance, you better hook some over-the-counter medicines can help you, because you're fucked otherwise.
Well, it's not even that. To me, I would rather be an illegal alien who can be still seen, because they don't have the right to say that you're not a citizen and not be billed, rather than be a citizen and be billed for something. I literally was teed off the last time I went to the emergency room, and I've not been to the emergency room in so freaking long. However, my blood pressure was up. Excuse me for clearing my throat. My blood pressure was up, and I went to the emergency room, and that was a $300 visit, and I have PPO. Because I have to pay such a high deductible, I had to pay 80%.
You know,
until
I mentioned earlier on the show that I have scoliosis, and it's pretty debilitating. My girlfriend can attest to that. I was diagnosed by the United States Navy when I was trying to go in. I was going to be a nuclear engineer for our Navy. I was going to go work on the nuclear reactors on these subs and stuff. And I couldn't because my spinal cord's all fucked up. How many times I've been to the doctor that has them checked that out? Not a single time, because I can't afford it. So instead, I have to find ways to self-medicate. You know, I smoke a lot of pot to deal with it. You know, I take painkillers when I can find them. When somebody's nice enough to be able to give me painkillers, I hoard them so that way on days when I can barely get out of bed, I can take this painkiller and barely be a functional member of society. That's what our healthcare system has done these days. All right, my spinal cord requires a steel rod put in my spine. Otherwise, like the doctors for the United States Navy said, I will be in a wheelchair by the time I'm 50. I'm in my mid-20s now. Understand that by the time I'm 50, 50 is by no means old. You know what I mean? 50 is by no means, and I'm going to be wheelchair bound because I can't afford health care. But yet, that right there should tell you that us as a society, us as a species, as humans, are not doing something right when somebody who